Dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A, L-E-H-L-E, July 1878. Address as a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Hulskamp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P, P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Carly, consultation for Mrs. L. Laura, 47-year-old lady with a very complex medical history, long-standing. She brought information contained in 4 pages, simple space. I'm seeing her for 2 issues today, concerned about increased frequency and nocturia that she believes is long-standing, but probably worse over the last 6 months. We did a 24-hour urine collection. It shows 3.7 liters polyuria. She mentioned that she does not drink from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning to minimize waking up at night. Despite that, she's still going 3-4 times, used to be 2 to 3. There is no burning, cloudiness of blood, some urgency, but no incontinence. She works at home, found it to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes or so. Some of these is related to some diagnosis of Zika, S-I-C-C-A, with dry mouth. Her sodium is normal. She has no history of diabetes. In fact, there has been hypoglycemia many years back. She developed COVID early during the pandemic, around 2020, 2021, with weight gaining, 150, and now back to normal, 135. She's been told about high blood pressure at the age of 32, when blood pressure was in the 200s. She was married to ex-husband in the military, so she was traveling a lot, California, Texas, Florida, and others. She recalls having recurrent urinary tract infection as a very young child, and eventually did have an open procedure with a scar on the left flank costal area. Not clear exactly what they did. In the recent past, a nuclear medicine scan with diuretics shows decreased function on the left-sided, although creatinine remains normal. She has irregular menstrual periods since adolescence. For what she has been on birth control pills, presently progesterone. She follows with psychiatry for anxiety, depression, question, spectrum autism, and PTSD. She has chronic fatigue even when she was 12 years old. Next paragraph, past medical history. As indicated above, I'm going to add also question Raynaud, Zika, muscle joint pain, chronic fatigue, chronic headaches, palpitations, costochondritis, hyperlipidemia, esophageal reflux. She denies hypoglycemia. She denies diabetes, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIA stroke seizure, no chronic liver disease, no heart abnormalities besides palpitations. Question prior mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr. And Lyme disease. Denies kidney stones, uric acid gout. Next paragraph. Denies smoking, although secondhand exposure. No alcohol, no drugs. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Propranolol for palpitations before metoprolol for high blood pressure. Prazosin for nightmares, Zoloft, Buspar, Pepcid for reflux and regurgitation. A long list of supplements or vitamins, on progesterone birth control pills, next paragraph, there has been prior skin cancer, granulomatous dermatitis surgery, and a green ECCRINE spiradenoma, spiradenoma of the scalp. Next paragraph, I review in detail 4 pages of symptoms that she brought. For technical issues, please refer this to the chart. It will not be possible to dictate that amount of information. Next paragraph. She mentioned also infertility and has no children. Next paragraph. On physical exam, very pleasant, alert, or intestine 4, no respiratory distress, 61 inches tall, weight 135, which she says is baseline. Blood pressure by nurse was normal, 117.76. When I checked, she was 140 over 110 on the right, 138 over 98, 100 on the left. Bradycardia from beta blockers 56. There is no gross neck abnormalities. Respiratory cardiovascular appears normal. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. A 24-hour urine collection was done, 3.7 liters. Normal thyroid. Normal pro-BNP. Normal magnesium. Normal creatinine kidney function, sodium potassium acid base. upper normal calcium, protein and albumin was concentrated. This was from September 2025. Minor increase of AST, ALT with normal bilirubin alkalanzacetase. No anemia, normal platelet count. Last CBC elevated lymphocytes, 3,000. Urine shows no blood, no protein. The specific gravity was decreased at 1.005, suggestive of low urine osmolality. Prior levels of vitamin D 25 above 30, which is normal. Prior B12 normal, iron studies low normal, antinuclear antibody negative, rheumatoid factor not elevated, anti-SSA, SSB negative, prior cholesterol profile normal, hepatitis C negative, you have done a kidney ultrasound September last year, normal size, 11.9 right, 11.8 left, without obstruction, stone masses, no urinary retention. HSS rate was normal, I reviewed myself. An echocardiogram November last year, normal ejection fraction. Negative stress test for ischemia. Prior Doppler, lower extremities. No stenosis. I obtained report of the nuclear medicine scan. This was from May 2023 at Parkview, Parkview, Indiana. Right kidney was considered normal. There was a delay on the left side of the washing out radiotracer of the radiotracer which clears with the Lasix. No significant obstruction, but a minor dilatation of the collecting system. This is the site of the traditional open left kidney surgery. I was able also to review report of MRI, cervical lumbar spine, McLaren, December. There is a perineural cyst on the sacrum, level of S2. They don't say if it's on the right or on the left. She does have question neuropathy and question radiculopathy more on the right than on the left. They notice that there is reversion of the fatty bone marrow into back of red bone marrow on the lumbar spine. Otherwise, no other severe abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. The reason for this visit was the frequency, nocturia, apparently worse over the last 6 months. However, this is a chronic problem for what Laura already has done. Changes on her lifestyle by not drinking any liquids from 6 at night to 6 in the morning, which helps but not completely eliminates the nocturia. We are going to do a diagnostic workup. This appears to be water diuresis based on a recent urine analysis with a low specific gravity and no evidence for causes for solute, S-O-L-U-T-E, diuresis, no diuretics, no problems of renal failure, no problems of hyperglycemia, or medication that might induce an osmotic diuresis. I don't believe she has any symptoms related to that. Her sodium is normal, and she appears to be well compensated. Sodium is not too high, neither too low. I'm not asking her at this point in time to restrict her normal fluid intake, not asking to decrease or increase in any way. As she's already doing different fluid intake day and night, we will take the opportunity to see how the urine osmolality and volume behaves when she's drinking liquids during daytime and comparing that to overnight equivalent of water deprivation test. She will do that collection, completing the overnight volume in two separate containers. That morning, she is going to do basic metabolic profile and serum osmolality, and we will take the opportunity to check for copeptin, C-O-P-E-P-T-I-N, to assess the activity of ADH. This is going to help us differentiate water diuresis from primary polydipsia, or in her case, potentially from dry mucous membrane cica, versus abnormalities of vasopressin and trying to approach if there is any deficiency or resistance of this hormone. The other issue that we discuss is this variable blood pressure, the normal minutes before checked by nurse, and extremely high when I check it, no localization between the right and the left, preserved kidney function, normal kidneys without asymmetry. She's only taking propranolol as a blood pressure is not the best option. She's doing that mostly because of palpitations. She needs to check her machine at home and blood pressure more frequently. We might even do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor to confirm hypertension, assess if there is any normal physiological drop of blood pressure at night. The load, LOAD, of high blood pressure, which might also help us to decide for further treatment. I'm not asking at this moment to change diet. Of course, minimize the sodium intake. Next number, the prior history of recurrent urinary tract infection requiring some kind of open procedure on the left ureter, which might explain the recent nuclear medicine with diuretic abnormality on the left-sided. There is no evidence of scar to suggest pyelonephritis. The level of abnormality on the left comparing to the right is very mild. And it did wash out with diuretics, suggesting that there is no severe obstruction. Can that be enough to cause an inability of the kidney to concentrate the urine? Is a possibility, but probably unlikely. All issues were discussed with the patient. This was a prolonged visit, 1 hour face-to-face in person, another 1 hour and a half before and after the day of exam, reviewing all the records, as well as her extensive problem list, which is documented in the chart. She provided that information. I selected things that might help in the discussion of these kidney issues. Otherwise, she's following with you, psychiatry, gynecologist, and other specialists. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation.